This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Mgeni wa fego tubari tulindira takbir. Mashallah. Mufti Ismail Menk ayingi deo.
Mashallah, mashallah. I'm so happy to be here. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so happy and delighted to be here. This beautiful month of Ramadan, month of reflection, month of rejuvenation, resetting. And inshallah, we pray that we can all be better people, like we always say, because we must always introspect into our character and conduct. And we must be able to live in peaceful coexistence with everyone. And this is the month where we need to talk about it and we need to, inshallah, promote it in a big way. Sorry for keeping you waiting, but I thought, you know, it would be good to come and stand with you for a few moments. And inshallah, I'm looking forward to a good few days.
Inshallah. Why are you back in just a short time? You were here in 2019 and now you're here in 2021.
I don't think 2021 and 2019 is a short time. It's actually a long time between that. They told me to come back every 6 months, but I think it's been almost 2 years. And the reason is Corona. Had it not been for Corona, we would have been here even sooner. You know, I am just a few hours away from you in Harare. So Alhamdulillah, it's an honor. I wanted to come earlier, but unfortunately I couldn't. And I'm looking forward to the events and the programs. Most of it will be online, free for the whole country. But the physical presence, even though it is minimized, it will actually be very beneficial, I hope, because to know that someone is right in your own country has a greater impact, even though you might be seeing them because of the coronavirus from a slight bit of a distance. Yeah. So inshallah, I pray that it will be of great benefit.
Talk more about COVID-19. You are one of the victims who have gone through this. How was it affecting Africa?
Okay, I haven't gone through COVID-19. I thought I had it. I was actually vaccinated early on at the end of January this year. I took both of my doses of the vaccine, and although that is a pretty good, it developed antibodies and so on, but we still have to keep on practicing the precautions, and we have to be responsible. You notice I have my mask on, and you notice that, you know, we try our best to keep a bit of a distance. I've sanitized twice. While entering the terminal, while exiting the terminal, these are all issues that we must take seriously, and in this way we will be able to progress, and we will try our best to be responsible people.
Sheikh, you're here for the cause of charity, right?
Yes, indeed.
How do Africans or Muslims perceive charity?
I think this is the month of Ramadan. It's the month of giving. It's the month of reaching out to those who are less privileged. And I think that we would do really well, you know, and I just pray that we manage it also very well. And I think that Muslims are taught to give so much. I have looked at some statistics across the globe, and some of the biggest donors happen to be Muslims. In terms of when you look at the UK, for example, I was reading some statistics there, and they were saying that in the month of Ramadan, the charity that is given is amazing. We give zakah. What is known as zakah is something that's compulsory from your wealth for the poor. But over and above what is compulsory, I think there is a large percentage that comes out also that is just voluntary. So I'm looking forward to actually participating in the charity dinners. The idea is to benefit the Ugandans themselves. Obviously, it was not organized by me, but I decided to come in to give it a boost. Yes, correct.
Mufti, finally, looking at COVID-19, does this mean that God is annoyed, Allah is so annoyed about what is going on?
I think the Almighty, we cannot say that the Almighty is punishing us, and we cannot say that He is annoyed with us, because there are tests and challenges we have every single day of our lives. But those who are annoyed with the Almighty, for them, they need to develop a better relationship with the Almighty. The Almighty doesn't become annoyed with us unless we are annoyed with Him. So the thing is, we should try our best to continue to seek forgiveness, just because seeking forgiveness helps us in many ways. But it does not mean that because we are sinning, so now we have got this challenge and that challenge. Because sometimes, even those who are pious and good, they still get tested by the Almighty. Look at the prophets of God Almighty. Look at the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Look at Jesus, may peace be upon him. Moses, may peace be upon him. They all went through so many challenges. They went through a lot. At the time of Moses, there were so many challenges. But all these are tests. We will overcome them together. And together we will be able to see better days. And we will see this pearl of Africa once again shine way beyond what it is right now, even though it is still shining. You know, a pearl, one of the beauties of a pearl is it shines from the beginning to the end. And inshallah, we hope that we can see great growth, and I'm excited about that.